From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Oil prices are easing back a bit today, triggering a rally in stock prices in Europe. The slight oil price decline comes on reports that with the uncertain situation in Libya, other oil-producing nations are considering boosting their output to make up for any shortfall. The Obama administration is considering tapping into the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help stabilize gas prices. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, with gasoline at well over $3 a gallon in the U.S. now, what is the White House saying about this?
Craig, the basic message is that it understands the strain on Americans' family budgets.
There have been calls for the U.S. to release some of the strategic reserve. What's the word on that?
Well, the Obama administration is treading cautiously there. Here's White House Press Secretary Jay Carney when he was asked about this.
The price of oil is one of a number of factors that are looked at, in making that determination, but not the sole factor.
Now, other factors include how much oil is actually coming into the U.S., and that gives officials some idea of where prices may go. Also, energy analysts say there's a risk to tapping the strategic reserve. When it's time to replenish it, the U.S. would put new upward pressure on world oil prices.
So the other OPEC countries outside Libya, are they seriously considering higher output?
Well, they're talking about it, but there's some skepticism within OPEC. For example, Kuwait's oil minister tells the Reuters news agencies there is no shortage on the market, so there's no need to increase supply. He says the high prices are due to fears of a shortage and not an actual shortage.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. Libyan warplanes have been staging new attacks on the key oil port of Ras Lanuf again today. NPR's Peter Kenyon is there, and he says neither side has been able to gain the upper hand. But it remains a focus of conflict between rebels and forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi.
There are people leaving Ras Lanuf, we're told. Families are leaving. They're heading back in the direction of Breka and Ajdabia. They're worried that there may be more of an assault. The situation remains fluid. At the moment, it seems to be a stalemate. There's no significant military advance or retreat on either side that we can confirm.
That's NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting from Ras Lanuf, Libya. The Senate is likely to reject rival spending plans from both Democrats and Republicans this week, plans that are vastly different in the amount of spending cuts that they contain. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says it's time for lawmakers from both parties to sit down now and talk and work out some kind of deal.
A good compromise on common grounds awaits us. The country's waiting, too, and time is not on our side.
Reid notes that the current stopgap spending bill providing funding for government operations runs out at the end of next week. This is NPR News from Washington. A powerful car bomb explosion has killed 20 people and injured more than 100 others in Pakistan's third-largest city, Faisalabad. The blast occurred outside a gas station and ignited compressed gas cylinders there. Three more lawsuits have been filed against coal mine operator Massey Energy Company, stemming from the explosion last year in West Virginia that killed 29 mine workers. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the new suits were filed close to the first anniversary of that disaster.
1 month shy of that anniversary, Massey Energy is again accused of shoddy mining practices that put its coal miners in danger. One of the new lawsuits was filed by a miner on his way into the mine last April when he felt the concussion of the blast. He survived, but the two other lawsuits were filed by families of miners who died. The documents were first reported by the Charleston Gazette and charged Massey with putting production over safety as it struggled to get an untouched coal seam ready for mining. The lawsuits also allege attempts to destroy evidence after the blast. Massey Energy insists it put safety first. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
A central figure in the government's investigation of insider trading goes on trial in federal court in New York today. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports that Raj Rajatanram is the billionaire founder of the Galleon Group hedge fund.
U.S. officials charged that over the years, Rajaratnam made millions of dollars trading stocks based on information he'd obtained illegally. Much of it allegedly came from friends and associates at major companies like IBM, Intel, and Goldman Sachs. Many of those involved in the case have already pleaded guilty, but Rajaratnam has maintained his innocence. Much of the government's case will be built around wiretapped conversations between Rajaratnam and his associates.
This is NPR News.